Today's daf is Besechet Zvachim, daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding right here at the Halakha Mishnah, HaPesach V'Achatat Sheshachatan Shelo Lishman. And we're going to go through now, even though until now we sort of used a shorthand for the Avodah, so we only talked about Zvicha. Now the Mishnah is going to expand into what is considered to be an Avodah Chashuva, and of course we already have spoken before, we know that there are four Avodot, but here at last we get to the Mishnah to come to define the relationship of the Machshava in all of the Arba Avodah. So the Pesach and the Chatas, which were Nishkatu Shelo Lishman, or Kibel, or Halak, or Zarak, Shelo Lishman. Well, for that matter, even if it was partially Lishman and partially Shelo Lishman, we talked earlier in the Masechta, where we brought this Mishnah much earlier in the beginning of the Masechta. Tosfos and Rashi argue about what this means, whether it means that in the act of one Aveda there was two Machshavas, or whether it means completely in two different Avedas, which we'll see more of later. So let's say now that you have partially a Machshavas Lishman and partially Shelo Lishman. Oh, Shelo Lishman and Lishman. It wouldn't matter. Any element of the tzul of Shelo Lishman would pass off. So when we say that it's Lishman or Shelo Lishman, what do we mean? So let's say that we brought this in the guy with the din of stoma, and obviously the Gemara over there already dealt with. Why do we bring specifically examples of Shelo Lishman? If stoma would be Shelo Lishman and so on. But here we're just concentrating on the halach. So when you're saying Lishman or Shelo Lishman, if we use Pesach as the indicator, so Lishman would mean Lishem Pesach, and then the next part you did Lishem Shlomi. Shelo Lishman, Lishman as you started. Now, Lishem Shlomi. Then you changed it to Lishem Pesach. In all cases, a partial Machshava would be sufficient to pasul. Now, the truth is that this is not so simple, because one of the most important halachas when it comes to Kegel, and this is something that the Gemara is going to take for granted, we understand, so it's worthwhile discussing it here. One of the most important halachas is that in order for something to be mitvagel and to have a din of Kegel, that is Bechli of Chorus, so on and so forth, it has to be brought completely kosher for Kegel. So let's say if somebody would be mefagel, I'm going to do the Shechita Almanas to do the Haktorah Seimurim Shelo Bizman. And he also has a machshava that I'm going to do now, when he does the Kabbalah, I'm doing this L'shem Osham instead of L'shem Chat. It wouldn't be Pigel. Because in the same way that he would have passed the Chatas by having a Machsheva Shelo Lishma without the Pigel, he passes the Chatas for Pigel by having a Machsheva Shelo Lishma together with the Pigel. So that means that a partial Machshava is really not necessarily enough to define the din, like it is by Pigel. And this is going to become an important ingredient in discussing the implications of this Mishnah. However, when it comes to the question of the difference between doing things correctly and doing things incorrectly, so over there, what we're saying is that we don't have any question, we don't say since it started right, Mamela it's right, or since it ended wrong, Mamela the whole thing is wrong, like we tried to say before. That's not the issue. That's why we avoided using stoma here, because it would have confused us. That's not the issue. The issue is any element that Shelo Lishma in any of the Arba Avodos is part. Shazevach Nifsal B'Arba Advarim, and that's because any one of the four Avodos can pass a Zevach, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Rabbi Shimon says, well, you can't really compare Halacha. He's Machshir Behilo, because Shahai Rabbi Shimon Omer, E Efshar Shalom B'Shechita, Shalom B'Kabbalah, Shalom B'Zrika. There's no way to avoid doing the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Zrika, but you can certainly avoid doing Halacha by simply shechting right next to the Mizbah. And Bizarik there, where will you have to be Melech? Efshar B'Lo Hiloch, namely, Shochet B'Tzad HaMizbeach V'Zorek. And the Melech cannot be called a Aveda Chashuva, since it's possible it's Efshar Batla. Says Rabbi Elazar, his son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaMehaleich B'makom Shehu Tzarich Lehaleich. Then why don't we say it like this? You're right. A halacha that is not a real halacha. And the Gemara is going to, later on, define what this means. But if you do the halacha where you're supposed to be doing a halacha, then it's considered to be a machshava that passes. If you're doing it B'makom Shehu Tzarich Lehaleich, then ain't a chinami. The halacha is not important. Now we'll see what that means. But in any event, we seem to have three shittas over here, Legabi Halacha. Yes, the Gemara, you're saying that Kabbalah is one of the four Avodot that passes. Is that true? The Kabbalah mi pasma? Is there really a psul on Kabbalah itself? Is it not so that we learn Vatanya Vihikrivo Zu Kabbalat Adam? But the Torah says Vishachatit ben Abakar Lifne Hashem Vikrivu bnei Aaron HaKohanim et Adam Vizarku et Adam al HaMizbeach. That Vikrivu is a reference to Kabbalah. Where isn't it? Why? How do you know it's a reference to Vikrivu? Seems to say you bring it on the Mizbeach. How did Vikrivu come to mean Kabbalah? Atomer Kabbalat Adam. How do you know it doesn't mean Zrika, which is the Mashmaut of Korban? no? No, because then it goes on to say, v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim et Adam v'zorku et Adam. So how could the v'ikrivu be the zrika? The zrika didn't take place yet. So I raise the zrika more afterwards. Haman imikayem v'ikrivu zu kabbalat Adam. So then that's got to be the Kabbalah. Why does it say b'nei Aharon HaKohanim? Obviously the Kohanim, but we're producing for the first time that they're Kohanim. It means that it has to be done always with a Kohen Kasher, who is not a Chalal, doesn't have a Mum, but sometimes it has to be the same level of b'nei Aharon in their Kohuna, and he has to be in a Matzav of Kohuna, which means that he has to be wearing his Bigda Kohuna, which is a Kli Sharet. So he has to be wearing his Kelim to be Masharet. Omer Rebbe Akiva, minayin lekabalah shelo tehi ela b'Kohen Kasher v'Kli Sharet. That's not where we learn that from. The way that we know that you need to be a Kohen that's not a Chol wearing his Bigdei Kohuna is actually from Gzeirah Shavah. Ne'emar Khan, it says over here, B'nei Aharon HaKohanim. V'ne'emar Lahalan, Eile Shemot B'nei Aharon HaKohanim HaMeshuchim. And then it goes on, Asher Milei Adam, which means with the Bigdei Kohuna. So Ma Lahalan B'Kohen Kasher B'Kli Sharet, over there list the four B'nei Aharon. Afkan B'Kohen Kasher B'Kli Sharet. Omer Rebbe Tarfon, we're still trying to get to the question. We haven't gotten to the question. Omer Rebbe Tarfon, Akapeach Et Banai. You know, I got to tell you, I am in a state, Bamish, of Avelut. I mean, I can't remember. Im Lo Shamati Lafchina Fresh B'Kabbalah. I know it was Mekabel from my Rabbein, that it's not as simple as everybody's making over here. There's a difference between Kabbalah Sadam, that everybody was just darshening, V'krivu B'nei Aharon Zu Kabbalah Sadam, and Zrika Sadam, and I can't remember what it was. V'eni Lefarej. Omer Rebbe Akiva, let me be Mefarej. Ani Afarej. By Kabbalah, Lo Asaba Machshava Kemaaseh. Whereas by Zrika, Asaba Machshava Kemaaseh. So what we think over here is that what that means is that if you do a Maisa to pass over Kabbalah, fine. But if you have a Machsheves Psul, whatever that Machsheves Psul is, if it's a Chatas, Machsheves Psul is Shalom Lishmai. If it's a Shlomim, then the Machsheva to do something Chutz Zman or Chutz Mekom or Machsheves Spiegel. But when it comes to Kabbalah, a Machsheva doesn't help. You cannot pass all a Zavach with any Machsheva. That's what we think of me. Whereas by Zrika, Zavach Machsheva Kemaaseh. So therefore, I mean, now we know Akash, obviously. Therefore, this seems to be running against everything we just said here. Rabbi Akiva is supporting that even though there's a psul in Kabbalah, it's not psul machshava. Another difference is, says Rabbi Akiva, that Kabbalah, if you do Kabbalah b'chutz, there's no chiyuv of karet. But if you do zirika b'chutz, there's chiyuv karet. By Kabbalah, if psulim are mekabel adam, then there's no chiyuv of let's say a zaris b'kabel adam. It's not going to be chayev. The only time that you're chayev for doing an avodah is if it's an avodah tam. It has to be the end of a series of avodahs. Kabbalah is just the beginning of the avodah sadah. So therefore, ain't chayev in alav. But zaku psulim. And in a chinami, there would be chayav in alav misa b'dei shamayim. That's the avodah tama. Oh, he says, Rabbi Tarfon, it's amazing. Avodah. Lo etita yaminu smol. Gosh, you didn't depart in the slightest from what I remember. That's exactly what I heard. Ani shamati, I heard it and I can't remember. Ve'eni lefaresh. Vata doresh, you figured out on your own. Umaskim l'shmua. And you worked it out all on your own. I couldn't even reconstruct it after I heard it. B'loshon hazeh amar lo akiva. Kol aparesh b'mcha kiparesh b'chayav. You might as well commit suicide to go and leave being near you. But I mean, anyway, the bottom line is, they seem to be in agreement here that there's no psul machshava by Kabbalah. So even though Kabbalah may be an aveda, not legami machshava. Oh, my brother, no, it's not a question at all. Our Mishnah is talking about the dinner shaloi l'shma. This whole discussion in this braita is talking about a machshavas pigul. This is a different din. Lokasha kan b'machshavet pigul. Kan b'machshavet shaloi l'shma. I mean, what makes you think our Mishnah, what makes you think our Mishnah was talking about? People, what's the lesson of Mishnah? Shazevach nifsal b'arba. Does it say Shazevach mitpagel b'arba? That obviously, mitpagel is the most chomer of all of the dinim b'psul. Because over there it's b'chayef karet v'achila. And it's b'fagel all zvachim. So even though over here the psul would only be Pesach v'chatas, which is the beginning of the Mishnah. Now we understood what Shalom l'shma. The problem is that we thought the klal afterwards, that there's four aveda shazevach nifsal. I mean, it's all psulim. But the truth is, if that's what we wanted to say, we should have said, all zvachim could be mitpaglim. But we didn't say that. Must be there's a difference between the shaloi l'shma and And the minor issues relative to the Chatas of Pesach, but it affects all Korbanos Shel Olah L'Baal Moshem B'Chovah. Yes, that's true. But when it comes to Pinul, maybe there's really only three Avedas Terech Asher, but it's not Avedas Kabbalah. So therefore, we can't ask a Kasha from this Braita. Maybe you can't ask a Kasha from our Mishnah, this Braita, but it's an absolutely shocking thing. You're trying to tell me that Machshevet Pigul Lo Pasul the Kabbalah. I mean, that's outrageous. I mean, that's like one of the most fundamental, you say this, is that there's four Avedas. Listen to this Braita. You might think that Machshava doesn't help to be Mefaga, other than in Zrika, Minayin, Lerabot, Shita, the Kabbalah. How do you know? Please note that word Kabbalah. So how do you know that even when it comes to Shita, the Kabbalah, you can also, not only in Zrika, you can also be Mefaga? Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes along now, the Pesuk extending the din of Pigo by Shlamin, where it says, Im he'achol ye'achel mipsar zevach shlamav b'yom ha'shlishi lo yeratzeh. That is coming to tell me, anything he'achel ye'achol ye'achel, anything which is maybe, v'dei achila. So anything that you would do in this korban that is ma'afsher the achila of the mizbeach, ma'afsher the achila of the adam, and that obviously includes the shechita, it obviously includes the Kabbalah, otherwise you're not going to be able to eat the meat. If anything was missing, then the meat is also b'achila, and the emun can't be brought on the mizbeach. Now you might think, even though we know that obviously shvichat shirayim is not ma'akiv, we saw before, haktarat emurim with chazar over again and again and again is not ma'akiv. Who adds marshal during more of his kosher? So you might think that nonetheless, why would I think that? Because there's an iser to eat the basar before the mizbeach gets its share. That's something else. It's not ma'akev. The basar is an iser. But I'm not supposed to eat it. So you might think that would even include things which facilitate the achilas basar in terms of that it's the correct thing to do. Not only that it becomes mutter to eat. Talmud lomar. Therefore, the Torah stresses that that's not the case by saying, by Yom HaShlishi, continues on, Ime Ocho Yachel, by Yom HaShlishi, Lo Yeratzeh, Hamakrivoto Lo Yechashev Lo Pigul Yiyah. So therefore, it comes to tell me that Dafka Hamakrivoto Lo Yechashev. What is the point of saying Hamakrivoto Lo Yechashev? I mean, that's Zrika. It already said Zrika. It mentioned all of the Avodas we said that's maybe the Achila. So what's the point of mentioning it separately? That's Ma'akev. That Machshava would be, and you're talking about Pigul. Doesn't mean it was eaten on the third day. It can't mean that, because the korban doesn't have to be eaten. How can you possibly a korban retroactively by eating something that's ridiculous? He's talking about over here that he was machashev to eat it. So therefore, it must be coming to tell me halacha that zrika bichlal haita was originally included, and nonetheless it was yotzta lama yotzta. Why mention it separately? Oh, it's dafka la'akish aleha to compare all of the various avodot that would create a state of pigul to the zrika. Lomar lacha mazrika miyuchedet. Zrika is a particular choshev avodah. It's not just another thing that you do. So it's both miyuchedet because it is an avoda that is a choshev avoda, and it's ma'akev kapara. Av kol avodah ma'akevet kapara. Mashenkin, there are things, yes, that maybe facilitate the achilas basar, but that's not the meaning. Eochol yeachel is not facilitation. Eochol yeachel is ma'akev. That's the point. In the same way that the zrika is ma'akev. Yatzu shvichat shirayim, vaktarat emurim, those things are not ma'akev et hakapara. Now, did I just hear you say that yochol te'elot emakshom ha'melosel bezrika minayin l'rabba shechita v'kabbalah? I'm sure I heard you say that. So that means that it says over here that Kabbalah is an aveda chashur Ma'akev, Kapora, which is mavili de achila, and therefore you're mefago with. So what are you telling me? That our Mishnah is talking about Shal Shema, Rabbi Akiva's conversation with Rabbi Tarfu was talking about Pigo, you say Kabbalah doesn't work. Here's the first Kabbalah does work. So now what are you going to tell me? Ella, you're right. I take that back. We can't be mechalik between Pigo, Machsheves Pigo, and Machsheves Shal Shema. That's not the answer to the contradiction between the list of four avodot and Rabbi Akiva's understanding that Kabbalah is not included in those four avodot. The difference is like this. Lokash, we're talking about over here, in a case, there's a difference between Hadama Hareni Shochet Amenat Lekabel Dama Lamachar. Vahadiyama Hareni Mekabel Dama Amenat Lishpok Shirayim Lamachar. There's a difference between Kabbalah being the object of Higgins. That's what it's meant. Not being the Mafagel. And therefore, we're going to find that this is always confusing. When we say something is not included in the things that could be mafaga, does that mean that you cannot have a machshava in that thing? Or does that mean a machshava about that thing? Is it the subject of the machshava, or is it the object of the machshava? Now there's a big difference. The object of the machshava, when it's haktorah agave mizbeah, is a mafaga. Yes, the object is mafaga. But the subject, hareini maktir almanat lechol lemachar, wouldn't make the least bit of difference, because haktara is not an aveda. The same thing is true if somebody's mechashev, let's say, b'shas kabbalah, or b'shas shchita, that he's going to do the zrika lemachar. So now the zrika, being as it's part of what's put on the mizbeach, is mafaga. But it's mafaga is a mitfagel, which is also confusing, because sometimes the lashon mitfagel means the carbon that becomes also with the meal, and sometimes it just means the object. Here I'm using it to differentiate, because later on the Gemara in today's sugya will differentiate between the subject and the object of the pigul. But let us recognize that there are three dargas. There's the subject of the machsheves pigul, means what aveda is having the machsheves pigul. There's the object of the machsheves pigul, which means what is the object that you were going to do in your mind, shelo bizmana, or shelo b'mekoma. Was it the zrikas adam? Was it the shvichat shiraim? Was it the akhtar esemurim? Was it the zrika? And so on. There's different halach. Then there is an object in which the pigol is chal. What becomes usur to eat b'chi of karet if it is pigol? That's a different level of object. That's the object not of the makshevet pigol, but of the pigol itself. What did it affect? The consequences of the pigul. The things that were affected by the issukaret of the pigul. You need to keep all of that in mind. And then obviously there was the content of the makshava. So you could have a makshavas pigul in its most strict sense is a makshava of chutz lizmana. You could have a makshava of chutz l'mekema, which when compared with real pigul, we don't use the word pigul for it. In a general sense, we use the word pigul for it. The switching of these terminologies is subtle and needs to be kept in mind, otherwise you'll be driven crazy. And that's exactly what's happening over here. Because we have not yet established, therefore the Masechta wants to do this gradually, step by step, not to throw you off the diving board at the very end. So therefore, we start off with clarifying. It appears to be a stira. Can you have a makshava and kabbalah? Can you not? Well, obviously you can have a makshava and kabbalah. So you have a makshava and kabbalah. You can't have a makshava about kabbalah. That's correct. You can't have a makshava about kabbalah, because kabbalah is not achilat mizbeah, and is not achilat adam. And as we'll say, the erachol yeachel means the makshava has to be about consumption. Either the consumption of the kohen, consumption of the bialim, the consumption of the mizbeach, whatever it is, but it's got to involve consumption. So, therefore, lokasha. Of course, we can, in fact, have such a machshava. Somebody says, "Hareini shochet al menat lekabel dam al machar." That's nothing, because there you're trying to use Kabbalah as the object of a machshava heyachol yachel. What's the heyachol yachel about Kabbalah? Whereas when we say that the zevach is nifsal, even with a machshava of Kabbalah, that means he was mekabel the dam al menat. For instance, and here we're going out of our way to bring you a for instance, which itself will drive you crazy, to bring out the difference. Obviously, the first thing I want to hear is almanat to do the zrika. No, I'm not going to say that because that'll make you happy. Almanat to do the shvichat shirayim. I thought you just said, didn't you just say shvichat shirayim is not good for pigul? That's if you were thinking about the shvichat shirayim, not about if you intended to do the shvichat shirayim. That's why I want a bedafka to take this case. Of course, the Gemara means go, what? Shvichat shirayim? Okay, that we'll do in a moment. It's happening during the Kabbalah. That's the point. So if during the Kabbalah there's a machshava about Shvichat Shiraim, is Shvichat Shiraim an Achilat Mizbeach? Yes! It is. So therefore I can have a Kabbalah here, even pigul through Shvichat Shiraim. But I certainly couldn't be mafagel the Zevach with Shvichat Shiraim because it's not ma'akev. On his Rika is ma'akev. And of course, in order to clarify the difference in Shvichat Shiraim, we'll ask that question too. And in doing this, and bouncing back and forth between subject and object, we will finally clarify completely this question. So if he says, Hareini mekabel do amanat l'shpoch shirayim l'macha. What? L'shpoch shirayim? I don't understand. I just heard the opposite. Shvichat shirayim. I'm being driven crazy. A moment ago, what did we say? Shvichat shirayim in ma'akvenes ha-kapara. That's what you're telling me. But I heard, actually, that shvichat shirayim is mayel. And of course, this is exactly what we need to hear right now. You just said lo pasul machshava, and yet in fact, it says exactly the opposite. Shetivat Tanya. Yochol lo teimach shava moelat ela bachilat basa. You might think when it says yochol yachel, Richie, it has to be the eating of the meat. How do you know even shvichat shirayim? How do you know haktarat emurim is called achila? I mean, no person's eating it. So we could be talking about human consumption. That's true. That would only be meat. But we could be talking about mizbeach consumption. Achilat mizbeach. Now, achilat mizbeach is, of course, the Torah uses the word of the achilat on the mizbeach. The shtia of the mizbeach, the achil of the mizbeach, the trifa of the mizbeach. So, therefore, the achol yachel is echad achilat adam, echad achilat mizbeach. So how could you say that shvichat shirayim is not useful for people? And of course, he explained, lo kasha. Ha di yama harini zorek amanat mishvok shirayim lemachar. And that, of course, the shvichat shirayim there is the object. The subject is the zrika. Fine. That's classic people. Whereas when we said shvicha shirayim and haktaras emurim is not included, that's where you want to try to use the shvicha shirayim as the subject of the thought legabe something else that you're going to do. So where it says, harini shofek shirayim, for instance, amanat lahaktir emurim lamachar. That's not going to help. And there, because it's not an avreda, it's ma'akev achila. It can't be used as the object, as the subject of my machshava, what I'm thinking with to do about. What I'm sticking with has to be only one of the four avodas. What I'm thinking about could be things that are not ma'akev, but any type of achilat adam or achilat mizbeach is two totally different worlds, and therefore should not leave us with any confusion whatsoever, which is why we bedavka chose the folks shirayim before, just in order to introduce this circuit. Om Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chiya, I heard that even tefilat etzba, which you never mentioned for an obvious reason, there's no such thing as a chiyav of tefilut etzba other than in the chatot apnimiot. So there's this mitavala, kredit etzvav adam, vizah sheva pamin, lefnei hakaporet, and so on. Those are the avodas yom kippurim, the mizbeach hazov. We're not talking about the chatot apnimiot, but what would be the equivalent in the chatot apnimiot of avodah etzba akiv kaporet, tefilat etzba? In which case, tefilat etzba, I heard, is indeed mefagel on a chatat apnimit, even though it's not listed as one of the arba avodot. No, tefila dipping. No, the zrika for sure is, the putting it on the mizbeach is for sure. I've learned out by the chatos achitanya. Over here, there's no din of tefila. I mean, I shouldn't say there's no din of tefila. We'll see later on, there is a din of tefila, but it's not called, there's a mitzvah to do tefila open.
So, putting it on with one finger
before you even, there's no putting it on. There's flicking your finger. Chatos apnimias are done differently. There's no chitri in this fashion. Well, exactly what we're going to discuss. Shama Ilf, and Ilf heard over Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chiya's maimer. He had heard from his rabbeim that there's a concept of pigol on tefilat etzva. Now adds a new avoda to our list. He said it over to Rav Potter, and Rav Potter was shocked. He didn't see how you could take this. It should say Bar Potter, not the rabbi. The Bar Potter, the Potter's always called Bar Potter. Omar, he said, how can you say that? Well, the whole makor of pigol, as we pointed out before, just like the makor of many of these dinim, including the Shalol Lishma, where we used the first layer of Shalol Lishma, which is not ma'akev, but which is the mitzvah, shlomi. Pigol also appears entirely by shlomi. So if the mocker of pigol is shlomi, so how can you learn out something that doesn't even exist when it comes to shlomi, namely tefilat etzba? How can you apply the dinim of shlomi to something which doesn't exist by shlomi? Where is the makar for this halacha? Can't switch it! She's smart. You have to really throw. Did anybody see any other morning? Was it one of those mornings? AC guy, okay. So that'll keep him up at least. He doesn't want to sleep through the call. Doesn't want to call sleep with the AC. It's okay. We're getting closer. Tomorrow it's TV. So then it's the cable man.
No.
But we can measure how close we are.
Cable house is ready. We go away.
Yeah. So anyway, it says Bar Pada, so I don't understand. If we learn it from Shlomi, then Ma Shlomi mein tefilat etzba mefagelet behem. So then Af Chatat ein tefilat etzba mefagelet behem. Mifagel is the verb, and therefore it's the subject now that is acting upon something else. The mifagel is the thing that you're using as your makshavas people. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? How can you say we learn everything from Shlomim? It can't be that we learn everything from Shlomim because the laws aren't consistent. If it was consistent, now this goes back to the discussion we had in the Mishnah, external to the Mishnah, then let me ask you for something that you just discussed. Ma Shlomim Shalo Lishman Ein Motzei Midei Pigul? Let me ask you something. You bring a carpet Shlomim, you have a Machsheves Pigul at the Shlita, Hareini Shochet Amanat Laktiri Morim Lamachat, and then you go ahead and you do the Zrika Shalo Lishman. You make it, instead of a shlomi, you make it a karbanash. Does that change the din of the pigol of the shlomi? It does not. So the shalolishma is not motzi midei pigol. Okay, so if that's the case, then that should be true of a karban chatas also.
And you are mefago.
And you are mefago. And you be chayav karas for eating it.
Because the pigol came first.
No, doesn't matter which came first. Even the other way around. The real reason, of course, is because shalolishma doesn't really affect the shlomi. It only affects the baalut of the shlomi. But the din of the shlomi is that it's not nifsa with the machshav of shalolishma. That's the point. Fine, but we'll get to that. We'll polish the idea. But if you're literally going to come back, you're trying to tell me, I'm literally learning out the dinim from Shlomi. So whatever doesn't appear by Shlomi can't appear by Chata. Fine, okay, let's say that's true. So does a machshev shelo lishma appear by Shlomi to remove the pigol? No. So how is it that a machshev shelo lishma does appear by Chata to remove the dinim of pigol from the Chata? So if somebody would bring a Chata's amanat lahaktir lamachar, and then he would go ahead and he would be Zerek the Dam, Shalolishma, Shalolishem Chatas. It would not be people. Because he, the Karmis Apostle anyway, from the Machabes, but because he did not, the technical term for his Kihar Tsa'at, Kasher Kachar Tsa'at Pasul. Whatever you're going to do to bring a carbon, the kashas, is what has to be done to create the din of pigol on the carbon. Something that would passel the carbon from its kashrut, if done not l'shem pigol, passels it, remarkably, from becoming pigol as well. That's not what I'm saying, but it's a consequence of what I'm saying. I'm trying to give you a better understanding. You go reduce it to the thing that we started with. Yes, it's true. Pigol has to be the sole factor. But why? Because it needs to be hartza, not because it needs to be the sole factor.
The korban is supposed to, you can't be korban.
Reads, yeah, reads. You need, there's a concept of bringing a korban as pigol. It has to be a full korban that you bring, not something that has something wrong with it. So here, if I'm going to literally take the dinim of zum and apply it to chatas, then I'd be forced to conclude that just by shlomim, just like by shlomim, if I had a machshev shelo lishma, it would not affect the fact that if I was mafago that korban, it's pure pigol. There's a chiyuv karas on eating its boser and so on, right? So then that should be true by chatas as well. But it is not true by a chatas. So obviously, your assumption that we have a very literalist approach as to what we're learning out from shlomim is wrong. We don't learn everything out from shlomim. Elamayit lach lameima. So what then are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, well, the truth is that I needed to extend the dinim of shlomim. And I did extend it. I learned it out miribuye dekroy ka'at. I learn out in the Braita, in the Torat Karanim, from additional Ramazim that it's not true only of Shlomim, but it's true of Chatas as well. So if I can use those Ribuyim to include the dinim of Shalolishma Pasling a Chatas, then I can also learn out this as well. Hachinami, mi ribuye de kroka ati, that whatever is an aveda by a chatas hapnimi, namely, tfilas etva, is considered to be mi ribuye de kro, is considered to be a mafaga. We're going to see. Now it's not time to get into how we're medayik, but we're not really holding in the parashat pigol yet. We're comparing pigol to shalol lishma, which is why we're bringing it in here. We're talking about which aveda is pasul karban. Once we talk about which aveda is pasul karban, we start talking about pigol. But we'll get to the ikar dinim of pigol now as we go along. We're not right now. We're making assumptions. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, I can tell you that right here, Baliazo, Shamati, I was Mekaba right here from Rebbe, actually, that Tfilas Etzpa is Mefagelet. Wow, tell you, baby, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. How, same question. How could you possibly have heard such a thing? Klum la madnu pigal ala mishlami? The same question. Ma shlami ain't Tfilas Etzpa Mefagelet ben? Av chatat ain't Tfilas Etzpa Mefagelet ben? And we have the same response to Rish Lakish. So too, would you want to say chatas? Now wait a minute, and this is why we're bringing this in, because he stops it right here. Don't say, well, must be we learn out from Ribuya de Kra. That's not the point. The point is that we do learn everything from Shlomi. But it doesn't, learning everything out doesn't mean it has to be literal. It means that we learn out similar things from Shlomi. So look, we're going to learn out from Shlomi. So then, just like by Shalomi, we would have Shalolishman not being Mozimidei Pigo. Fine, that's because you're committing the wrong comparison. Why don't we compare the din of Shalomi where you had a Makshava of Chutzlis Limekumo? So suppose you had a Makshava's Pigo, as I mentioned to you earlier, if we bring the two together, then the one that we call Pigo is Chutzlis Mana. If you have a Makshava's Chutzlis Limekumo, we don't call that Pigo in the context of Pigo. So because, and that's because there's no Karet on Chutzlis Limekumo. So suppose I actually had a Makshava of Chutzlis Limekumo by a Shalomi. Is that possible, Shalomi? Absolutely. It's an Isser Lav to eat the Bosser, that Shalomi. Not an Isser Karet. Suppose I bring a Shalomi, I do the Shechita Almanat, to do the Zrika Chutzlis Mana. Then I do the Kabbalah of the Shlomi in order to do the Aktarat Haimurim of the Shlomim Chutzlis Limekumo. Is this carbon Pigo? It is not Pigo, because what Shalolishma did for the Chatas to remove the din of Pigo, because it was not Meratza properly, the Chutzlis Limekumo Makshava does for the Shlomi. It's possible not Meratza properly, and therefore the Pigal is not a Pigal, because the Pigal has to be done correctly. So don't compare it to Shalolishma, because the Shalolishma by Achatas is not Shalolishma of a Shlomim. The Shalolishma of Achatas is the equivalent of Chutz Limekumo of a Shlomim. I mean, let's be fair, but what does that have to do with Tefillat Etzba? Now here's how to read it, says Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chandina. Hakomi Shlomim Laman. Now, Hov Chutzim Akoma is possible for Shlomim. And Shalolishmo is possible for Chavim. This is the way to understand it. Ma Chutzim Akoma aposel for Shlomim. Motzi miyat pigul. Av Shalolishmo aposel for Chatat. Is Motziya miyat pigul. It's very simple. Now, don't now jump to conclusions that, oh, it must be this Ribui Dekra. In the same way there's a Ribui Dekra, we can apply it now across the board to anything which is passing, is required rather for Ikuv by Aveda of Chatas would be the equivalent of something which is Ma'akev by the Shalom. Omer of Yirmiya, no, that's not true. You cannot. I happen to agree with you that it's not because of a Ribui Dekra, but you cannot just make an abstraction of learning out the din of psul of Chutz Limekumo of Shlomim to Shalolishmo of Achat. It's got to be more profound. And you'll see, once it's more profound, it's more abstract. If it's more abstract, it's going to include the din of Tefillas Etzba. What you're trying to do is you're trying to say, we understand where we're going, right, between us. But what we're trying to do is to take the din of Shlomim in a completely non-literalist approach. What we really want to end up with is, just as by Shlomim, everything that would pass the Shlomim ruins the people. So too, by the Chatas, anything that ruins the Chatas ruins the people. Furthermore, just like by Shlomim, that which creates the ability to eat the basar and is considered to be an Aveda Chashuva, whatever it is by Shlomim, is the subject of the Mafagel, so too by Chatas, whatever is, if it's Tefillas Etzba, if it's standing on your head and spinning wood and nickels, whatever it is, and if it's Ma'akev, then it's considered to be now an Aveda Chashuva. That's what we want to do. And then, in fact, is what we're going to ultimately come to, and we don't need any Ribuya Dekra, and everything is fine. But until we get there, we're going through these painful steps, in which first, okay, it must be just that coming from the Ribuya Dekra. Comes along, Rabbi Yossi, now he's trying to say, well, no, we could learn it out from a simple limud. Why don't we learn out Shalolishma v'chatas from Chutz Limekumo of a Shlomi? Not because we're going to take it as an abstraction. That's ridiculous, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mitzida tavra. You've got the hatchet to break up this limud right there, sitting there at the very side of the limud that you're saying. Because obviously, ma l'chutz limekumo, you're going to learn out Chutz. You're going to learn out Shalolishma from Chutz Limekumo. The Chutz Limekumo that passes by Shlomi is a universal psul. There's not a zevach under the sun that isn't going to be nifsal with Chutz Limekumo. They're going to compare that to Chutz, to the din of Shalolishmo, which is unique to Chatas and to Pesach, and you're going to say, well, it should be the same thing. Why should it be the same thing? That's not as big a psul as Chutz Limekumo is. How can you use a lesser psul which affects the pigul? To say a lesser psul affects the pigul from the ultimate psul, which is Chutz Limekumo. It doesn't make any sense to make such a limud. Tomar b'Shalolishmo. Now, if you want to say, you want to avoid the drasha, there's no Ribuya Dekra, I also don't believe it's Ribriya Dekra. But if you want to learn about Mitzvah Svara, let me tell you the way you should have phrased it. Not Stam, I'm going to compare Shalom Lishmo to Chosim Akomo. You cannot do that. But what you can do is you can say, if the Torah is Marga, the din of Pigel, to all Karbonis from Shlomim, then we need to look at it as an abstraction. And to say as follows, anything that is post-sell by the Shlomim is Motzi Amidei Pigel. Okay, that's fair enough. Furthermore, anything which is Ma'akev the Shlomim is Mevi Amidei Pigel. Okay, with those two abstractions, let us now move on, please, and conclude what the din would be by Chatat. Apply that abstraction to Chatat. What is Posel the Chatat? Shalom Lishman. What is Ma'akev? That is Mevi Amidei Pigel? Tzvilat Etzva. You can't have one without the other. So therefore, you're going to have to conclude that it was correct to say that Tfilas Etzpah is ma'akev by the Chatorot HaPnimiyot. So therefore, just like you're going to say Dovra Posman Motzi Midei Pigel, Dovra Ma'akev, it has to be Mevi Midei Pigel. Hachanami, Dovra Poselba Motzi Midei Pigel, Dovra Ma'akevba Mevi Midei Pigel, and you have now ended up supporting the contention that was here, as Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi said right here in this Aliyah, that the din is that Tfilas Etzpah is, because it's a ma'akev, is also Mevi Midei Pigel by a Chatorot. Omar of Mori, you know, I see that you guys have a very intense time with this. I'm trying to bring a raya from all the discussions. It says beferish in the Mishnah. It's Zakla. Kol hakomet v'notein b'kli v'hamole v'hamaktir. This is the opening now sugya in Menachos, which again is parallels the sugya in Zvachim. And I'd like to understand where you get a concept of kmitza netina b'kli, that all of these things can be passed by machshava, and you're learning this from Shlomim. Last I heard, there's no kmitza of a Shlomim. I mean, I don't know where we got that from. I mean, where did we learn it out from Shlomim? Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that there is a theoretical parallel in the Aveda that is done to the Menachos, and that's all we're concerned about. Well, let's try to work that out step by step and see if it's true. So now, Komates. I can say, okay, Komates, I can compare it to Shmita. So, Komates, it's a shame without video. I mean, the audience really doesn't appreciate it. You're missing all these things. All the fun interactions here. But, you know, Naftali, maybe you could just hold a ball in your hand to throw at some of the sleepers. So, the comets, you could tell, you know, maybe the comets is the equivalent of Shchita. Because, basically, they do the same thing. And when you're Shochet, what do? You're separating out the Dam from the Basar. So, you could say the same thing. I'm taking out the Chelek that's going to be put on the Mizbeah from the Shirayim. So that's what my kmitza is doing. Okay, I'll accept that. Molech, fine, that's olacha. I'll accept that too. Maktir, I'm going to put the komets onto the mizbeach. Okay, that's the zrika. I'll accept that also. But what are you going to tell me? Notain b'kli. What do you mean, notain b'kli? Oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, what do you mean? Notain b'kli is Kabbalah. No, it's not Kabbalah. Why is it not Kabbalah? What's the comparison? When it comes to Kabbalat Adam, what you do is not lift up something and put it into a kli. The dam that is the result of the shrita now falls into the kli. You don't put the dam in the kli. So the dam is ata mamela. Over here, it's a whole new act of picking something up and putting it into a cup. So he picks it up, verami, and then throws it into the kli. So what is the basis of having the din of Kabbalah here? Why in the world would the tinat b'kli be possible? The point is that it's no different than tefillat etzva b'achatot tavni. Is it not true that you need to do tefillat etzva? It's ma'akev, the way that this korban is going to be mechaper. It is indeed. Is it not true that a kaimetz that isn't put into a kli, it's never moved, that you can't put it on the mizbeach? Yes. Well, good. So you see that achinami, the same way that you're taking for granted that a mincha, which is certainly much more different than from shlomim, than a chatas apnimis is, I mean, it doesn't even have any dam. What's the comparison? So if you're willing to learn out that there's an Aveda Chashuv, even though it's done in totally different material, in totally different ways, so then obviously that's going to be true. But the Chatas as well. Hachinami, given the Lo Sargi, the Lo Aved, you have no choice but to do the Tvilat Etzpa. So then Al Karche, it's going to be the equivalent of Holach. Right? So this becomes now an extension of the dinim of the Aveda of the Shlom. No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that at all. Well, who's to say that what your distinction between the blood falling into the Kli or the Hametz putting into the Kli, who cares? This is all, you made this up in your mind, that is significant. How do I know that that's significant? Maybe it's the fact that I see to it that whatever's need to be put on the Mizbeach is contained in a container. Maybe that's the point. Does it matter how that's done? That I pick it up or that it goes directly? I mean, that's unimportant. I say it's indeed the equivalent of Kabbalah. It's Le'olam Zadon of the Kabbalah. As far as what you claimed, no, you can't compare it. Who cares about that? Given the Edim, Edim, Mat, and Kli. It's the bottom line. That it needs to be now contained in a Kli. Mali Memela, Mali Kashok of a Yoyim. Who's to say that the modality of the act is what's important? Maybe it's the result of the act that's important. Says the Gemara, is it possible? You know, I'm going to leave this for tomorrow because I'm having too much trouble keeping your concentration up over here. Maybe there's too many new ideas. So let's just review what these new ideas are so that by the time you get a chance to sleep on it tonight. No, not for Rich. By the time we finish the Chazorah.
Beat you up to it.
So by the time you sleep it over, you'll be ready for tomorrow, the continuation of this idea. So we started off rather gently. Stop describing the four Avedas. We got into the question about whether is it true that Hoylach is the same as everything else, and then is it true that Kabbalah is the same as everything else, and we ended up needing to recognize that there are differences between the concept of being Mefagel and the concept of Shelo Lishma. By being Mefagel, we have a subject and an object, and therefore there's a great complication. When it comes to the Dinim of Higel, we need to recognize that any of the four Avodot that are effective in Machshava are effective for Machshava Spiegel as well. But there's a whole different standard for what that Machshava is about. Because since the whole concept of Spiegel has to do not with what I am doing now, but how my intent at what I'm doing now is going to affect something else, I need to define that something else. And the definition of that something else is very different than the definition of the Aveda that I'm doing while I'm thinking about that something else. And therefore, when it comes to Pigol, the Machshavas Pigol, we have the same four Avedot. When it comes to the something else that I'm thinking about doing, that has to do with Achila. We learn that from Heachol Yeachel. Whatever is considered to be something that the Mizbeach is going to eat is an object of Eagle. Whatever an Odom is going to eat is an object of Eagle. But whatever is a Ma'aveda, that is Ma'akiv, the carbon, that is the way in which I can have that Machshava. Now, as a result of that, there's also a little bit of an overlap, because Zerika works both ways. Zerika is indeed necessary in order to be Macha, the carbon, and therefore it is one of the four Avedites, and it can be the subject of my Machshava. But it's also, it has a double identity, because if I have a Machshava about when I'm going to do the Zerika, where I'm going to do the Zerika, it also serves as the object. Why does it serve as the object? Because it is also Achilas HaMizbeach. But that's a coincidence. And the proof of the pudding is that if I thought about Dam in terms of Shvichat Shirai, and I tried to have a Machshava while I was doing Shvichat Shirai, that I'm going to do the Haktorah tomorrow, it wouldn't be meaningful, because Shvichat Shirai is not useful, as Zerika is, to create people. On the other hand, if I had a Machshava, the Shashchita, to bring the Shirayim Lemachar, the Shirayim are Achilat Mizbeach, and it would be Pigol. So that clarifies the different types. Now, that led us into a discussion about whether we could really compare, it's interesting the way the Gemara got us into that, can we really compare a Machshava Shelo Lishma to a Machshava Pigol? The reason that we get into this is because it happens to be that a Machshava Shelo Lishma prevents Pigol from being Chal by a Chatas, and doesn't prevent Pigol from being Chal by a Shlom. Therefore, we came to understand that actually there's a major difference between these two things. Machshava Shelo Lishma is far more limited in its impact because it only passes through karbonos or three karbonos. But certainly it's not a universal soul. A Machshava Schutz Lizmano and even a Machshava Schutz Lemekomo is a universal soul. So we have three dargas of soul. We have a universal soul, which is a Chiyakoris, which is Lizmano. We have a universal soul, which is not a Chiyakoris, which is Lemekomo. How to create those two psulim? With any of the four avodas. with what to create such a psula? A makshava barach yua. And then we have a makshava shalol lishma, which doesn't have an object. It only has a subject. To any of the four avodas to create shalol lishma. And it's also limited in its impact. So it's only going to pasul, ikasach, and achat. Maybe an ash. Maybe magnum and oil. All right. Then we also, memela, brought up another sugya. The other sugya is the din of ritzui for pigul. It happens to be necessary to bring a korban absolutely bekashrut in order for it to be a kosher korban for pigul. The same way it has to be kosher for the mizbeach, it has to be a kosher korban to be mechayev kares v'achilato. And therefore, if there's some irvuv machshavot, so let's say besides the machshava pigul with his mano, you had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo, and any of the korbanot, it wouldn't be pigul, and you wouldn't be chayev kares. If you had a machshava sholo l'shema, when it comes to Pesach v'chatas, it wouldn't be pigul. Even though we said any of the one of the four avodas is useful, that's true, but it's useful to pass. But if it's mixed with anything but a kosher machshava, then it's not going to be kosher in order to bring it mechayev you karet. And then, as a final step, we also came to discuss what is the model that Shlomim provide for the dinim of pigul. Is it a conceptual model, or is it a halachic model? If it's a halachic model, then we're in trouble when we try to extend it to other korbanot, because certain things don't appear by Shlomim. So certainly, Tvilat Adam, Tvilat Etzba, is an absurdity by Shlomim. The Shlomim is thrown from a cup. There is no Etzba. So can we apply the din of Tvilas Etzba in Chatas to Pigol, Machshava Shalol Lishma? Is it considered to be an Aveda or not? And what's more, there's another din that is very different. The things that pass over Shlomim do not pass over Chatas. So that Shalol Lishma is not a makor of ruining Pigol by Shlomim. Would Shalol Lishma be a makor of ruining pigul for chatos? And then, in a more generalized sense, would we indeed have a right to apply the dinim of pigul, which are entirely shlomim based, to menachas? That's the most shocking of all the questions. Are the menachas true parallels to zvachim? And therefore, we have a lineup, a halachic lineup, not a conceptual lineup. So we have a halachic lineup of kmitza with shchita, and of perhaps even noting the kli is also keneged the actual kabbalah sadam. And the putting in akrava is connected to zrika. Or is it more conceptual? That first we define whatever is considered to be an important aveda by shlomim apostles. Therefore, whatever is an important aveda by any other carbon apostles, even menachas. This is the question that we ended with today. We tried to turn it into a conceptual idea. Once a conceptual, it applies to all aveda that is important in context. The aveda that's important in context for a chatas is tfilas etzba. Where this really leaves us a little bit in a lurch is the problem of netinat adam by a regular chatas. Because if we're going to say tefillah of an etzba is ma'ake, because it needs to be done, why doesn't it need to be done on every korbanah? Even a chatat achitonah. Because the way that the dam of a chatat achitonah is to be put on the mizbeach is through the kohen taking the dam on his finger and using his finger to put it on the mizbeach. Now, is it ma'akev? Yes, it is. In other words, as the Gemara will point out, supposing you had a robot that would take the dam and put it on the finger of the coin, would the coin have to go back and take the dam himself? Or is a robotic placing of the dam sufficient? The Gemara says robotic place is not sufficient. So if that's the din, how do you bechalek between a chatat achinit and a chatat achzonah? This has been left here while up in the air. We're going to have to get to understand why that would be true tomorrow. Because it can't just be stam. Anything that's ma'akev the Kabbara, because then we wouldn't have concentrated on the Chatat HaDinit. So this is yet remains to be understood. HaPesach v'achatat sheshachtan shalol lishman kibel v'alach v'zorak shalol lishman o lishman shalol lishman o shalol lishman v'lishman psulim. When we say lishman shalol lishman for l'shem Pesach and then l'shem shlomim, which passes the Pesach, shalol lishman v'lishman would be shalol l'shem shlomim and l'shem Pesach. Shazevach nivsal, when we say any of the above, it's not and, it's or. Hazevach nivsal b'arba advari. B'shchita, b'kibol, b'hiluch, b'zrika. Rabbi Shimon, machshir b'hiluch. Shaya Rabbi Shimon omer, yivshar b'lo shchita, v'shal b'kabbalah, v'shal b'zrika. Aval avshar b'lo hiluch. For instance, shachid b'tzad b'zbeh, what's all right, what's the problem? Rabbi Shimon b'alazar omer, ha-mahalech b'makom shu'uk sarich la'alech.
Kabbalah
כשאומר וזרקו הרי זריקה אמור אמר אני מקיים והקריבו זו קבלת הדם בני אהרון הכהנים it has to be with the dinner the kuhuna שתי בכהן כשר ובכלי שרת אומר רבי עקיבא that's not how we know that from מנהל לקבל שעות האלה בכהן כשר ובכלי שרת that's because נאמר כאן בני אהרון ונאמר להלן אלה שמות בני אהרון הכהנים המשוחים מעל אהלן בכהן כשר ובכלי שרת, אף כאן בכהן כשר ובכלי שרת. אומר רבי טרפון, אקפח את בניי, אם לא שמעתי להבחין הפרש בין קבלה לזריקה, ואין לי לפרש. אומר רבי עקיבא, אני אפרש. קבלה לא עשה בה מחשבה כמעשה. זריקה עשה בה מחשבה כמעשה. קיבלו בחוץ, אינו חייב כרת. זורקו בחוץ, עונש כרת. Furthermore, קיבלו פסולים, אין חייבים עליהם. זורקו פסולים, באינסץ עבודה תמה, חייבים עליו. אומר לו רבי טרפון, העבודה לא איטית הימין ושמאל. אני שמעתי בין לפרש, ואתה דורש ומסכים לשמוע. אוי, 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 בלשון הזה אמר לו עקיבא, כל הפורש ממך כפורש מחייב. אמר רבא, so what's the problem? לא קשה, כמה מחשבת פיגול? כמה מחשבת שלא לשמוע? תקן אמי, שהזבר נפסל, לא קטני, הזבר מתפגל, שמע מינה, במחשבת פיגול לא פסל בקבולה, ואותן יוכל לא תהי מחשבה מועלת, אלא בזריקה דולה, מניין לרבות שחיטה וקבלה, תם ולא אומר, אם יאחר יאחר מבשר זבר שלמה, לא ירצה, anything which is maybe the אכילה הכתוב מדבר, you might think that means even שפיכת שיריים, even הכתרת אמורים, no, תלמוד לומר, ביום השישי לא ירצה, מקריב אותו לא יחשב, so why do I need to say מקריב אותו? זריקה בכלל הייתה, למה יצתה? להקיש עליה. לומר לך מה הזריקה מיוחדת, שהיא עבודה, הוא מעכב את כפרה, כל עבודה מעכב את כפרה. יוצא שביר השיריים, אקטר סימורים, שאין מעכבין את הכפרה. אלא, No cash, the difference is that, of course, Kabbalah is a perfectly valid Avodah to create Pigol. But it's not a perfectly valid Achila to be the object of Pigol. So if he says, Hareini Shochet, I'm not the Kabel Damar Lamakar, that's meaningless. If he says, Hareini Mekabel Damar, I'm not the Shpoch Shirayim Lamakar, that's big. Amalei Omer Rabbala Rava, you just said Shvichat Shirayim is not possible in Pigol. Akhtar Timon, lo possible. How is that possible? Tan yocho lo yeh ba'akshav ha-moelet ela ba'akhilat basar. How do you know even Shvichat Shirayim? How do you know even Akhtarat Emurim? Tamad lomar v'im be'yocho yeh-achel v'shtei achilot ha-ketum mendaber achat achilat adam v'achat achilat mizbeach. Nu? Okay, shodi amar harini zorek amanat v'shpoch Shirayim l'machar. It's the same distinction in the inverse. Om Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rabbi Chiya. Shamati that even Tvilat Etzba is mefagelet by Achatat Apnimit. Shama Ilfa v'omar kamid bar poda. Said bar poda about klum laman to pigel al mishlamim. If shlamim doesn't have a Tvilat Etzba to be mefagelet, so Achatat also a Tvilat Etzba mefagelet by him. Well, it's not true. Then you would have to say Bashlamim. Shalom Lishman is not Motzi B'dei Pigol. So Chatak, you're going to say also Shalom Lishman is not Motzi B'dei Pigol. It says Beferish that is Motzi B'dei Pigol. Ela Maidlach Lameimar. Obviously, it's a Ribui de Krakat. So then here too, we could say Tvila Zetzvaz, Mi Ribui de Krakat. Om Reb Yishu Ben Levi. Be'aliyazo. Shamati Shetvila Zetzvim Fagelet. Toiba Reb Yishu Ben Lakish. כלום למדנו פיגול אלא משלמים. מה השלמים אין תפילת אצבע מפגלת בהם? אף חטאת אין תפילת אצבע מפגלת בהם. וכי הכל משלמים למדנו? Would you be willing to say that מה השלמים שלא לשמן אין מוציאה מדי פיגול? אף חטאת שלא לשמן אין מוציאה מדי פיגול? אומר ביוסי ורבי חניה, No, I say it is true that we do learn from שלמים. Everything, and this is a very valid question, how do you extend שלמים into תפילת אצבע? But the point is, we can also learn the din of Shalom Lishma from Shlamim to Chatas by comparing it correctly. Let's learn that for Chutz L'Mekomo. How the Chutz L'Mekomo pass of Shlamim? v'sholol l'shmo posu b'chat. It's basically the same thing. So it's like chutzah mekomo posu b'shlami is motzi midei pigo, av sholol l'shmo, which pasos b'chatas is motzi midei pigo. I'm repeating. I can compare chutzah mekomo to sholol l'shmo mitzidat tavra. Chutzah mekomo is the universal pagan. So it's motzi midei pigo because it's posel with kol hazvachim. Tomar b'shalol l'shmo, which is very limited, it's only going to pass a pesach v'chatas b'uvah. Ela ma'isach l'meiru. What's the real explanation? You need to abstract the idea out of this. Let's conceptualize. Basically, dover ha'posel b'en is motzi midei pigo. Dover ha'makeh b'en is maybe on the day pigo. Correct? Okay. Now apply that across the board. How can I be? Comes to the chatas. Dover ha'posel ba motzi midei pigo. So shalol l'shmo is posel ba. Therefore, it's motzi midei pigo. Dover ha'makeh ba, like what? Like tefilat etzba. It's maybe the day pigo. Omer of Mari, yeah, the truth is, that's actually very simple. It's a beferish mishnah. The fact that the menachas are similar to zvachim has got to be conceptualized. Zavadahamitanina. Zaklal. Kol ha'komeitz, v'notem bekli, v'amolich, v'amakter. Where do we get that from? How is that in Shlomi? I mean, you can argue, perhaps, that kmitza is shchita. You can argue that the halacha is just an application of the din of halacha. Haktorah is the application of the din of zrika. How are you going to explain away notein b'kliyim? That's not just an application of halacha. What is that? I mean, what's that? Kabbalah. It's not like Kabbalah. Hata memela. I mean, the Kabbalah is a dam. The dam flows. Hacha iuka shaka v'rami. Ella, what's the underlying issue? Conceptual. Given the lo sagi the lo yayiv. Then by definition, it becomes an avodah chashuva. Okay, so tefillat etzba is exactly the same. Hachinami, given the sugya lo avidla, you got to do the tefillat etzba. So therefore, here too, it's considered to be a avodah chashuva, and it would be the equivalent, therefore, just like a law. No, liolam, maybe it really is simply Kabbalah. Ah, you taina, no, it's not like Kabbalah. Here it's Mimela. Over there, iukashaka v'yoyev, who cares? Who's to say that that's important, Bichlal?